From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. On the eve of becoming Zimbabwe's president, Emmerson Mnangagwa is pledging to be a servant of the people with a goal of progress through unity. But many wonder if the longtime Robert Mugabe ally can bring the change the country needs. Already, the main opposition group says it has not been invited to his inauguration on Friday. Former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says to move forward, the new president must be inclusive.
I hope when they talk of unity, they talk of inclusivity. They mean that they will have to engage people beyond their party, at least for a period to inspire that confidence. A government of national unity cannot just be a thumb-sucking exercise.
Meanwhile, Zimbabwe's ruling party says prosecuting Robert Mugabe was never part of the plan in his removal. Mugabe and his wife Grace remain in the capital, Harare. Bangladesh has signed a deal with Myanmar to return hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims who fled a recent army crackdown. A statement from the Bangladesh Foreign Ministry said displaced people could begin to return within 2 months. Aid agencies have raised concerns about the forcible return of the Rohingya unless their safety can be guaranteed. More than 600,000 have fled to neighboring Bangladesh since deadly Rohingya attacks on police posts prompted a military crackdown in late August. On Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Myanmar's military action constituted ethnic cleansing. For more on this and all of our stories, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.